With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump celebrates the first 100 days of his second term, telling a huge rally in Warren, Michigan last evening, "You haven't seen anything yet.
You finally have a champion for workers in the White House, and instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first."
The president says he's in the process of taking America back from what he calls a sick political class. He's also extending a helping hand to automakers.
After hearing from auto CEOs worried about the negative impact of tariffs, the Trump administration is dialing back some of the import taxes on vehicles and parts. The president said it's a move giving automakers more time to move productions into the U.S.
I'm giving them a little bit of a break, right?
Automakers that finish their vehicles domestically will receive a 15% rebate this year, offsetting the cost of the tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president's Department of Government Efficiency, commonly known as DOGE, reports saving taxpayers $160 billion so far, cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. Amazon says it will not be displaying the added cost of tariffs alongside the prices of some goods. The e-commerce giant drew fire from the White House following reports it might start displaying the import charges for certain products. The Wisconsin judge accused of helping an illegal alien evade immigration officials has been suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judge Hannah Dugan faces federal charges in connection with the incident. The Supreme Court to hear arguments today over plans for an online Catholic charter school in Oklahoma. The question at hand in the closely watched case, should public money flow directly to a religious school? On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 17 points, NASDAQ futures down 41. This is SRN News. A new report on Canada's burning churches.
It comes from the MacDonald Laurier Institute, and it's the first professional assessment of a rash of arson attacks on houses of worship in the country over the past several years. The report concludes that the rate of attacks on Canada's churches has doubled since 2021. Experts at the Institute say the alleged discovery of unmarked graves at Catholic schools in Canada, a story which has since been debunked, appears to have triggered the surge in arson attacks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A long-dormant Nevada law requiring parents to be notified before an underage girl can have an abortion will not take effect this week following a federal judge's ruling. The 1985 statute has never before been enforced in Nevada because of court rulings that found it was unconstitutional based on Roe versus Wade. The ban on the old legislation was set to expire now that Roe has been repealed, but abortion activists appealed. This is SRN News. Drive a Caddy, a Chevy, or a GMC vehicle. GM is recalling nearly 600,000 of them.
It's all due to potential manufacturing defects that can cause engine failure. The recall covers certain Cadillac Escalades, Chevrolet Silverado 1500s, Suburbans, and Tahoes, as well as GMC Sierra 1500s, Yukons, and Yukon XLs between model years 2021 and 2024. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, these engines may have connecting rod or crankshaft component problems that could lead to engine damage. Dealers will inspect affected vehicles and repair or replace the engine, if necessary, with newer components free of charge. Keith Peters, Washington.
A runaway kangaroo closed a stretch of I-85 in Alabama the other day. It closed until the animal named Sheila could be corralled with the help of her owner. More details at SRNnews.com.